Chicago braces for potentially record-breaking frigid temperatures. By Joshua Kaplan on January 28, 2019. Chicago is expected to face dangerously cold weather conditions this week with an Arctic blast that may set new record low temperatures for the area, with wind chills as low as minus 60 degrees. A winter storm brought more than 5 inches of snow to northern Illinois as the region braced itself for record low sub-zero temperatures. Palatine, a suburban Chicago, saw 5.2 inches this morning as the storm created difficult travel conditions for drivers and flyers. The snow is expected to be followed this week by frigid temperatures, which could set record lows for the region. Some of the coldest air in decades will pour in across the northern plains, Midwest and Great Lakes with wind chills in the minus 40 to minus 50 degree range and air temperatures below zero for several days, said Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean. This will be dangerous and potentially deadly for these regions, and people need to stay inside. Forecasts call for all-time record cold temperatures and wind chills the Weather Service calls possibly life-threatening. The Chicago Tribune reports. By Tuesday night, temperatures are expected to take another plunge to 23 below zero, flirting with Chicago's coldest temperature ever, minus 27 on January 20, 1985. Temperatures are forecast to inch up to a daytime high of about minus 14 on Wednesday, the first sub-zero high temperature in 5 years and the coldest winter high ever recorded in Chicago, before dipping, again, to about minus 21 overnight. The coldest daytime high in Chicago was minus 11 on Christmas Eve 1983. For younger Chicagoans, the burst of Arctic air set to overtake the city this week could be one of the coldest days of their lives. For Generation Z, this week's predicted low temperatures have only two rivals, minus 16 on January 6, 2014, and minus 19 on February 3, 1996. Further, the Weather Service says the Rockford area could get colder than the record low minus 27 on Wednesday. The Associated Press contributed to this report.